So, Mike, 13 goals, 19 points, 19 playoff games in this last season. Talk to me about your amazing run in the playoffs that annoyed Leaf fans so much.
Well, you know, how the first time we had some Leaf fans cheering for Montreal. So, you know, it was fun. Really enjoyed it. Would have been more fun if we kept going. It would have been nice to get to the finals and have a chance to win the whole thing.
Yeah, so let's talk about that a little bit. What prevented you from getting there? A lot of people talk about the size of the Montreal Canadiens and didn't really go after any size with the first bit of free agency here. You're losing Glenn Metropolitan and Dominic Moore. How do you look for next year, and what areas do you look to improve upon?
Well, I mean, you gotta keep getting better. Our team isn't a team that we're not going through a full overhaul or anything like that this summer. So for us, it's a matter of trying to get better with the group we have and make some additions here and there, but really try and work on our game within our team that we have.
Do you think Gauthier is interested in some size up front, though?
I don't know. I mean, I mean, what size to me is a relative term. So you're talking to the wrong guy. Are you talking about height?
Well,
I don't really know what you're talking
well,
about.
Well, I think it's pretty well known that the Montreal Canadiens are a smaller team.
Right, but I've said it all year long. If Brian Gionta goes in the corner and he's stronger than the guy who's taller than him, who's bigger when he comes out with the puck, right?
So yep.
To me, size is a relative term. If you're talking about height, then maybe we need taller guys. I don't know. But the word size to me doesn't really mean all that much.
Yeah, and you guys proved that by going above and beyond in this year's playoffs. Absolutely. We're joined by the Habs' Mike Camilleri this morning on the Fan 590. Now, the one thing that, and as a Hab fan, and I take an enormous amount of heat on it here in Toronto. Every time I do, I get tweeted on it. But I'm saying it because I am. And you guys shipped off Halak, and Montreal went crazy. I was in Montreal when the trade happened. Were you sad to see him go, or are you a big Carey Price fan? How do you see this going this year?
Well, a little bit of both, really. It's sad to see him go just because he did such a great job for us, and he's a good team guy, so couldn't really ask for anything more from him. And but you know, wish him all the success. But at the same time, I'm a huge Carey Price fan. I think he's super talented. I think he handled himself tremendously last year and showed his commitment to team and his personality. I think that, you know, he's our guy, and I expect big things from him.
What's it like for a Richmond Hill kid wearing a Habs jersey?
It's interesting, you know. I definitely grew up in Toronto, a Leaf fan, but I never hated the Habs, and I really do appreciate everything that it means to play in Montreal. So it's definitely fun when we get to come play the Leafs, and I got a lot of friends and family in that Montreal-Toronto rivalry, but a lot more people wearing red now.
The Habs' Mike Camilleri is joining us this morning on the Fan 590. Hey, listen, we've been talking about this Kovalchuk signing, the 17-year, $102 million deal here for the last couple of days. It doesn't look like it's going to happen right now, but how would you like to renegotiate your deal so that you're covered into your 40s?
Yeah, that's interesting, you know, the way these deals are structured. It's obviously a result of the collective bargaining agreement, and what you see is, you know, teams and managers and agents will find ways to get around certain things, and that seems to be the structure of these contracts. Is you load them up front and you make them for 20 years, and your cap hit is what it is. So I don't know. It is what it is, but we got to go beat Jersey no matter who they have.
Hey, listen, best of luck in the next season. Mike, really appreciate you taking time to talk to us today.
Okay, thanks for having me.